that online to get a closer look at the tit. It's research. It's research. And I discovered something, which also proves my point about the fact that nobody saw anything that day, because Janet was wearing on that breast a nipple clamp. Yep, and what I found shocking was nobody ever told me about those things. And I want to know why I was left out of the loop. That's important information, and I think I got pimped on that. I don't think that's the way I should have learned. A catalog should have been sent to the home with options. I'd never heard of a nipple clamp. What the fuck is a nipple clamp for? What is the purpose? Are women's nipples out of control? If a woman said to me before that, would you go get me a nipple clamp? I would have said, well, yeah, I'll go down to Home Depot. Maybe there's one cheap. Do you need some sandpaper or what the fuck? We'll get that nasty nipple. I know how tough. You just clamp it and brush it up. I know. The nipple clamp had on it rays of the sun, basically, is what it looked like, in different colors and everything. There's about 8 or 10. I counted a few times. It covered a third of the breast. It covered a third of a breast. So it meant in the instant that it was on, The bad part was mostly covered. But I'm glad that I saw that, because that's health information. Because those spiky little ends of that thing, I don't see. When I see a breast, if a woman, you know, shares her breast with me, I have a tendency to kind of leap on it, like, ah, like that. Because I'm afraid, you know, it's going to go away. That's the first thing. Or that it might be a dream. And you don't want to, you know, bite down on one of those nipple clamps, you'd lose your soft palate. You don't want to be in the emergency room begging for health care under that program. I tried to get over a barbed wire fence. Yeah, our